The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black on black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Now that Obama's tenure in office is coming to a close, I've got some questions that have been nagging me for a little while, and I thought I'd run them past you because as I listen to urban talk shows, as I communicate with people on Facebook and talk to family and friends, I'm kind of wondering just what Obama has accomplished and what his legacy is going to be, because I personally don't see that he's had a big impact. And I'm speaking mostly about black America, you know, African Americans. And we can throw in America in general in there. But it just seems to me that when it comes to legacy, I just don't think the Obama presidency has had much of an impact on America and especially on black America. And I was just wondering what your views on that might be. And I've come up with a series of questions because, as you know, and I'm probably letting myself in for a lot of ridicule, that I voted pretty much Republican from Reagan on. And I kind of switched to vote for Obama because I sincerely believe, and you can call me naive if you want to, I thought having a black president would be such a monumental symbol that it would bring on a sea change in black America, that it would be so huge that a lot of our people would be inspired to do better. But I don't see that, and I'm just wondering just what your thoughts are on the whole subject. And the number one question is, did Obama's election victories disprove racism's impact on black America? Now, I think that's the first question.
Well, I would say that Obama being elected certainly said a lot about the lack of racism in America. Mm. I mean, when you consider, I mean, let's look at his name. I mean, the obvious fact that he's black.
Right, right.
And a guy with a name like that after 9/11 and being black and you're still able to get elected in America, that says a lot about America.
Right.
But I didn't need for that to happen to know that America isn't this racist place that a lot of people would try and lead us to believe. Well, you said something that really kind of caught my attention. You said that you thought that Obama, now repeat that back to me.
That him being elected president would be such a monumental symbol.
It would inspire black people.
It would inspire black people. Erase all of the doubts about what can be achieved if you're a black man in America.
Well, I didn't think that for one second. I'll tell you why. Because I understood race was not the problem.
Right.
If race was the problem and then he was elected, I could see how it would be inspirational and inspire black people. But since I knew race wasn't the problem, I knew that it was more about a cultural and moral decay within the black community, lack of accepting responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that it would make no difference, the fact that he was elected, as far as inspiring black people to now begin to act a certain way. The black community is what it is. It's in a terrible predicament. Our culture is more about rap music and violence. And I know rap music is not a product of racism. The violence that you see in the black community is not a product of racism. The things that you see happening that are destroying the black community are not a result of racism. So a black man being elected, simply being elected, would not have a positive impact on the community.
Okay,
let me say this real quick. It's more about a man being elected that's willing to come out and speak specifically as to what the problems are in the community, as unpopular as he's going to be for doing it, and holding the community accountable and demanding as this national leader that it be addressed on the basis of what the real problem is. You know, look at what Obama's doing right now and his administration. They continue to perpetuate the idea that there's a race problem in America, in particular between police and black Americans. But look, the statistics do not reflect that.
Right, right.
Policemen are not going around this country slaughtering black men.
But that's more the press, the news media. They hype every single
person. But black people blind to it. If we walk out this door right now and ask the first black male that we see under the age 30, if the police are slaughtering black males in America, they're going to say absolutely.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
If you turn right back around and show them the statistics on the number of black males that were killed by police. Now, remember, and you can show them the stats on the number of black men that were killed by police, but then there's another step you have to take. Okay, was this a justifiable homicide?
Right, right. You have to separate those.
But
out.
When you compare that to the number of black people that are killed by black people each year, guess what? There's absolutely no cause for concern with regard to
no
police
either.
Interaction with young black males in the urban core.
I understand that the problems in the lower socioeconomic groups of black people are intractable. And they're not going to be changed by one man in office. But let's look at the black middle class, the black upper class. I don't see a sea change there either. I don't see...
You want to know why?
A lot of black people running for office. I don't see a lot of black people being more involved in politics as a result of Obama being elected president. I don't see that change that I thought would come about to inspire people.
Why would you be inspired to run for political office when the party that you're supporting is telling you that you don't have to, in effect? They're saying, look, you just rely upon us. We'll take care of everything. You sit back, vote for us, and we'll handle it. That's not suggesting to me that I need to run for political office. It's just telling me, okay, I just need to support this group of people, and they'll take care of me.
Yeah, but that's...
I mean,
I can see lower classes thinking that way. But when you've finished high school, you've gone to college, you've gotten your education, maybe even a professional license, I don't see you thinking that the government is going to take care of you. The movers and the shakers in the black community, I don't see a lot of moving and shaking among that group of people, except when it comes to the rabble rousers, you know, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons and people like that. They're out there. They're loud and vocal. But the professional class in the black community, I don't see them being.
They have that same mentality. I'll tell you why. Let's say you take a black guy, he's working and he's making a nice salary, he's a professional. If you ask him how was he successful, he'll ultimately attribute his success to some type of entitlement that allowed him to go to school and make it through. But unfortunately, many others were not able to take advantage of that. I've heard that a million times. So even when they become successful, they attribute that success ultimately to this entitlement mentality that's out there.
In other words, they think if not for affirmative action or some
things
other
program, of that nature, right, they would not be successful.
See,
they don't have enough sense oftentimes to attribute their success to their own labor, to their hard work. You know, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and he's very successful, extremely successful, went to a couple of the best schools in the country, and he was talking about giving back. I said,
Giving back to who?
I said, who gave you something in the first place?
I've never understood that.
You know, what do you mean giving back? I said, are you talking about being charitable because your heart compels you to be that way? I said, but when you tell me you're giving back, you're suggesting that somebody was responsible for your success. somebody other than you. And no, that's not the case. You took those tests in those classes. You passed those tests. You studied late nights. Nobody gave you that.
Absolutely.
You know, so you know, we got to get away from that thing, that whole mentality.
And another thing that comes, the next question, I hear time and time again from people in the black community that Obama has favored immigrants, illegal immigrants, people in the LGBT crowd over black people. And I was just wondering, do you get the sense that Obama is favoring other groups as opposed to the more deserving, and to so to speak, in the downtrodden in the black community?
Obama has focused his time and attention and efforts on the homosexual crowd, on illegal immigrants, and a whole bunch of other people. And he can do that and get away with that and completely ignore the black community because black folks are political chumps. Malcolm X said it in the 60s in one of his speeches. He said black people are political chumps for continuing to put their support behind a party that continues to ignore them in spite of the fact that black people are responsible for the success of that political party.
So you think even the black president is taking the black vote for granted?
Absolutely, because he knew walking into office that black people were political chumps. So, hey, if you got a chump, what do? You exploit him. You take advantage of him. You ignore him. You manipulate him and use him to your advantage. And at the end of the day, what do? You leave him where you found him. And that's what Obama, in effect, has done. He's leaving black people in the same situation he found them. And as a matter of fact, he's leaving them in a worse position because the number of people on welfare has doubled. Black unemployment has increased. And we can continue to recite all types of statistics that can't be denied. And all this has happened under Obama's administration, under his watch, the first black president. So as far as I'm concerned, Obama and his legacy, he can take that and go straight to hell.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
But I think I fought him mainly in his message, because the message coming from him should have been, yes, there is residual racism, but if you let that stop you from achieving your goals in this life, that's your own fault. And I have not heard that from him. I've been waiting to hear that from him for over six years now, and it has not come, and I keep waiting and waiting and waiting. The closest it's come, Michelle, some of the speeches she's come out with, she's come close to saying, yeah, there's a problem, but you got to overcome it. But I have not heard that from him, and that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for him to tell black people that the solution to your plight is in you. You cannot depend on the Democratic Party or Republicans for that matter. It's in you.
You said,
as an individual.
You mentioned residual racism. There's more residual racism that is made up. It simply resides in the minds of black people, but there's not actual residual racism.
Oh, I think there's
racism. To any measurable level.
Right.
Let me say that.
Well,
because
a level that would prevent you from achieving what you want to achieve. It's there.
If we want to talk about residual racism, I would have to sit here for hours to try and figure out the last time I came up against some residual racism. And maybe it was there and I didn't recognize it. But that's just how insignificant
it is. Because you're self-actuated. You know that you're going to achieve what you want to achieve by your own abilities and effort. But there are a lot of people who don't believe that, who think that their destiny is controlled by outside forces, and so therefore they create this racism monster. But we need somebody to say, no, it's not a monster. And he has that bully pulpit. He has the golden mic.
And I don't
hear that from him.
No, and at the core is we've got to own our failures and our successes. Mm-hmm. That's what you really got to do.
Just as any American has to, by their own wits, by their own abilities, succeed or fail in this country. Because for a fact, there are a lot of white people who have failed, who
Absolutely.
Are on the public assistance, who don't face racism. So how can we say
black we're failing people, because of racism?
Right.
Right.
When there are a group of people who don't face racism. So if there was a miracle and racism disappeared overnight, those black people who are uneducated, who have criminal records long as their arms, who are drug addicted, who have any number of social problems, they would not be any better off than the poor white person now who have the same problems who don't face racism.
Right. Well, what you're saying is, and I'm glad you brought that up, because basically you're proving a point. At the end of the day, it's about your personal choices.
Absolutely.
And decisions. Because if it was about race, then all white people would be making $80,000 a year.
Right. Absolutely.
It's just that simple.
And I think it comes down to character. I think Martin Luther King had a very salient point when he said, we should judge people by the content of their character. And he wasn't just talking about white people judging black people. He was talking about the other way around, vice versa, and among our groups. And
right,
I think
right.
that character issue is the crucial thing, because if you have character, you're not going to be someone languishing in prison. You're not going to be fathering kids and abandoning them. You're going to get a decent education. You're not going to want to sell drugs and destroy your community if you have character. And I think that's where the crucial element is in a lot of black community, lack of character.
So what is Obama's legacy from your perspective?
I don't know, because he hasn't, to my way of thinking, he hasn't led black people.
Has he led America?
Technically, yes.
Successfully?
Successfully, probably not.
Okay. So back to his legacy. Elaborate on what his legacy is from your perspective.
To me, him becoming president should have been opened the doors in a lot of people's minds, because he is a top job in the country, most powerful man in the world, a black man. It was like during the civil rights movement, when that first started, I don't see how any black person could not have
identified with Martin Luther King,
right,
or even Malcolm X.
Saying, black and proud, be all you can be. I don't see how any black person could not have been so jazzed and so enthusiastic about that and made the kind of changes. But they didn't. There was a group of people, black people, who were not affected by that. And they continued on just as they were, raising the next generation the way they were raised.
The vast majority, just
right.
Nothing changed.
And then, fast forward, now we got a black president, black attorney general of the United States, black governors, senators, congressmen. They're out there. They're visible. And still, there's this group of people who, for some reason, are not persuaded when they see this black man as president, are not persuaded that their destiny is in their own hands. And I think that he hasn't done enough to convince them. That's where I part company with him, because he, like I said, he has a bully pulpit, and to my way of thinking, he has not done enough to convince black America, at least the lower socioeconomic groups of black America, that their destiny is in their own hands.
Well, look at all the explosive things that have happened in urban America, Baltimore, St. Louis, and different places. It's all happened under his watch. A lot of people thought he was going to be the great unifier, and that didn't happen. And then when you see these things happen, what does he do? He comes out and he says things that seem to perpetuate the problem and the situation. Then you go back and you look at those places. For example, Baltimore, 14 people on their city council,
mm-hmm.
all 14 Democrat, 9 black, mayor black, representative
police.
Black.
Yeah, police.
And we can just keep
black.
Going black.
Yeah.
It's a chocolate city, as
yeah,
Mayor Nagin said, down in New Orleans. But look at the problems. So we know that politics based on skin color doesn't work. Because in a so-called chocolate city, the black community, you see the same results as you do in a city that might have a non-black mayor and a non-black city council. And here's the thing, real quick. But even in those cities, they're all ran by Democrats.
What I basically hear you saying is leadership ability, the way you run a city and improve a city, you cannot run it based on race. You cannot run it based on an ideology that's peculiar to a group of people. You have to run it so it's better for the overall city, the population in general. And the skills you bring to the job are not based on color. They're not based on race. They're based on sound management practices.
That's a very good point. But unfortunately, we play identity politics in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And when you play identity politics and when you have quotas and things of that nature, unfortunately, it is based on skin color and race. And what happens as a result? We find ourselves digging a deeper and deeper hole. You know, I want the best individual for the job.
Right. Well, I see your point, and I see by some of your answers that we're pretty much on the same boat. Some differences there. But I still think that, and maybe I haven't lost hope completely because Obama still has some months in office, in my estimation, improve his legacy. I know you're smiling there, and I'm not holding my breath either, but I still have hope.
I don't think you have much hope in Obama, though, do you?
I don't know.
You've got to look beyond Obama for this something that has to be done, but I want to ask you a question. If Obama was eligible to run again in 2016, would you vote for him?
Based on his performance in his two terms, absolutely not.
There it is.
Give us some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.